Jerry Bader Show 919. I am chuckling. All right, you need to go to jerrybadershow.com right now. Jason, you too. We have a Father's Day contest going on. Dad and me, best photo wins a really nice prize from Jet Air here in Green Bay. 4 tickets to a Brewers game. There is an entry that you have to go look at right now. I mean, everything we have so far is good. If you, all right, scroll up, go to all entries. And the first one is very nice. Check out the second one. Now it's very nice. Go to the next one. I'm not even going to try it here. I'll tell you what. I'll just give the caption. Mustaches for everyone. It is just, I'm not saying it's the winner. They're really nice ones. The next one is not, I'm not saying there's a bad one in the bunch. Yeah, that one's excellent too. I know. I just like the mustaches one. Yeah. Yeah, they're very, very good. That's a good one too. Can never go wrong with little girls. Yeah. That's a very good one too. They're all good. The mustache is one. I don't want to describe it. I just want you to go check it out. It's the Dad and Me Photo Contest at jerrybadershow.com. We have very nice. We have a grand prize and a second prize. Again, Jet Air here in Green Bay. Get yourself an airplane ride or something else going. It's really good stuff. And the grand prize, 4-pack Brewer tickets. I don't remember what series I set aside, but it's a really good one. I think the Brewers are going to come back. They're 11-14 in May, which is a hell of a lot better than they were last May. The bats are coming around in a ridiculous fashion. So you would think the pitching will settle down again. I'm not terribly concerned. I'm really not. So go to jerrybadershow.com. If you'd like to post an entry, it'll explain how to do that. You do have to log in or whatever it is you have to do, register, whatever. It'll tell you what to do. So there you go. But check them all out. But the mustaches for everyone is awfully cute. You can get that right now. Last week, that's jerrybadershow.com. Last week I did a topic, and I know other shows did too, but a school that canceled its honors night. It's academic honors night and changed its athletic honors night because some people get their little feelings hurt. And we played a TV story where a young girl who last year didn't make it to honors night worked her butt off to try to make it this year, only to have it canceled. And she wasn't crushed. This is how clueless educators are. She wasn't crushed that she didn't make it last year. She was crushed because she had no opportunity to make it this year. This inspired a listener to this show to write. I want to share this with you. It's longish, but it's good. Hello, Jerry. I love listening to your show. Thanks for all you do. I wanted to add a note about your conversation in regards to the cancellation of Honors Night. I discussed it on Thursday. She wrote this on Friday. I shouldn't say it's a she. I don't know that. I'm guessing it is. She wrote this on Friday. In regards to the cancellation of Honors Night, my two youngest children are both in middle school this year, and I have to say that I am appalled not only by this act, but how the public school system handles academics in general. My youngest, a sixth grader, is a super achiever, has great drive to do better, be better, and works her tail off to succeed. My son, who is in eighth grade, is extremely bright, but honestly lacks motivation to succeed and hates homework. Needless to say, the sixth grader gets excellent marks while my eighth grader is often failing. We had to fight. Now, listen carefully to this. We had to fight with the teachers to give him Fs on his schoolwork, either because he didn't turn it in on time or did a poor job completing it. Then at the end of the year, he was failing several remedial classes. I assured they would require him to take summer school or potentially hold him back entirely to repeat his grade. Much to my dismay, summer school registration came and went, and we received advancement information, which meant he was moving to the next grade. I contacted the school to inquire why he was being advanced, or at minimum, hadn't been required to take summer school. What I was told was that they determined that it was more detrimental to the children psychologically to hold them back than to just advance them so they can remain with their peers. The young lady in the news interview that you played stated that taking away honors night stripped her goals from her. I completely agree. This is the issue that my son has struggled with since sixth grade. Knowing that nothing he did, good or bad, would matter, they're going to advance him anyway. You get her point? Why would he try? He's underachieving. Why would he try? Two more points on this topic. One, how fair is it to the overachievers like my daughter to know she busts her butt to maintain and will get no more credit than her brother who slacks off all the time? And two, what does this say about the quality of teaching for students who need help understanding concepts? I know my son is very bright, but they don't because he doesn't do the work that they use to determine security in a subject. Let's just say for a minute that my son truly needed help with the subject. He obviously isn't going to get that help. They're going to push him through regardless. Now, when these students they have pushed through reach high school and don't understand, will they be pushed through there as well? And again, when they hit the real world, what will happen? That is the $64,000 question, by the way. It's horrible that the people creating the system of mediocrity don't see the big picture and how it's going to impact the future of these kids. Lowering expectations so that more kids can achieve just creates a society of people who consistently underachieve and then think they are great for their success. My two cents submitted. Thanks for keeping us informed, and God bless. What does it come to when a teacher has to beg a school, a teacher, a parent, thank you, Jason, a parent has to beg teachers to flunk their child? Hers is not a unique story. I think it's a her. Doesn't that sound like a mom to you? It sounds like a mom. I have no idea if it's a mom or not. Oh, no, we don't want to hurt their little feelings, so we just pass them right along, you know. And then you wonder why kids get to college, if they can manage to get into college, and wonder why anyone would ever criticize them or doubt them, and then get into the real world and say, look, that's not good enough. Well, what does that mean? What do you mean it's not good enough? I don't understand the concept. I know that sounds ludicrous, but it's real. It's real. And I do know that part of it is parents who don't give a damn either. I know that's Jason's big crusade, and I don't dispute you on that at all. There are parents who, this is the problem. She's not unique, but she is a minority. That she's like, hey, no, would you please hold my child accountable? And I have never bucked teachers that did with our kids, ever. Ever. Now, well, I won't get into it. I mean, you know, it's often more complex than just that. But the reality is there are parents who are more than willing. Yeah, go ahead, pass my little darling along. This can only lead society to one place, and we are headed there at warp speed. We're going to get to revisit the shooting, the Isla Vista shooter, stabber. And is Scott Walker proof gay marriage is dead as a GOP issue? It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.